This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
Shazam continues to dominate the box office. Birds of Prey wraps filming.
And something dark is coming from the swamp.
Today on DC Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, the world's four greatest.
I definitely have the least hairy arms of any.
You have the least hairy arms? I would hope so. You've also got the palest arms.
No, I don't.
Oh, please. Look at,
you think my arms are more pale than Adam's?
I can't see. Maybe he's got a yellow tint on his. Maybe not.
If Johnny was here,
yeah,
his arms.
Is this the first show?
His arms were the tennest.
What did you guys say last week?
I remember sometimes I'd look at Johnny's arms. I'd be like, Johnny LaQuasta, why are your arms so tan? He'd be like,
that's the way it is.
Johnny, why are you such a handsome tan?
Why are you such a handsome tan? LaQuasta, LaQuasta. I mean, he talks for a living and he's called loquacious. Like, he's born to be.
It's fits.
He's born to be loquacious. In honor of Johnny LaQuasta, who is somewhere else doing something else, still undisclosed,
still can't talk about it.
Welcome once again to DC Movie News. I am Adam Gertler, and I am joined with two regular members of this panel. Of course, far to my left,
hello.
You know him, you love him. He's got so many names. He's Mike Kalinowski.
We'll go by Mike. Let's just go by Mike.
Let's just go by Mike.
Hey, guys, how are you? Hello, everybody.
What's the deal with dropping? Are you Madonna now?
No, I just, it is a lot of names.
It's a lot of identities.
I've met in many people that watch the show watch me from different areas.
You can't go by Mike Kalinowski?
Yeah, I could go by that, but then Kalinowski comes in, the killer, KO, all that stuff comes in.
Yeah. Just like, Mike.
Just Mike for today.
Yeah,
Mike. Yeah, I feel bad.
I've been off the
social webs for a while. I feel bad. I've kind of felt like I'm
taking a holiday?
No, it's so funny when you don't post a lot about DC or something and then your notifications, they're so, like, you know, not much is going on. But then you post them about DC and they blow up. And I've noticed on my
that's
part.
Because that's where you're following.
Yeah,
I know. And I love that. But I know I have not posted a lot because usually
right.
I have a great conversation that's constantly ongoing with people.
Right.
And I have not done that for about 2 weeks now. And it's my fault. So I apologize.
Well, speaking of conversations about DC, if you're tuning in, this is a show where we talk about DC movie news and also worlds of TV and streaming services. I mean, the lines are blurred these days.
Now it's blurred.
We got a lot to talk about this.
Blurred
lines. I am. I'm gearing up to it. Stand up.
That's you gearing up.
I'm winding up.
Weird
so
transition.
Much to talk about. Yes. Weirder now that you've pointed it out. Weirder still.
I had a great transition that was going to
happen. But no conversation could be had in the world of TV without the queen of TV time herself, the crown jewel of all things related to DC. But you also know her from so many other places. Collider.
You want to talk about blurring the lines.
Popcorn
this
talk.
Girl.
She's everywhere. You love her.
That's what I was going to go into.
Some of you want me to get you to date her. I don't know that I can help you with that, but I'll try. Roxy Stryer is here.
We got those blurred lines from San Francisco to the maze.
Take a blurred line.
So am I like thick and you're Emily Ratajkowski, right?
Ratajkowski.
I saw her Coachella pic.
You were just about to just, you saw her Coachella?
No, I saw her picture of her at Coachella.
Almost the same thing.
Was it
Okay, so we got a lot to talk about, guys, and I really do want to get to TV time because I have a lot of thoughts about a certain news story.
Oh, I was scared you were going to have an actual heart
attack.
I'm here
for support because I'm not. I'm going to help you out.
No, guys, I have a lot of different thoughts, and I have a most positive scenario that I'm going to share with you guys.
Okay, let's do
it. And and I want you guys to help me parse the reality of that. But first, let's talk about movie stuff.
Yeah, we have to, because we can't start off with that. You won't make it through the end of the episode.
I'll lose it just a second. Okay.
You okay?
Let's start with something really positive. Shazam lost less than 50%, or just about 50% drop-off from week one to week two. Pulled in like $25 million when it was predicting like 20-ish.
Yeah.
It did better than expectations even to the second week.
So the drop off was 53%, which is just slightly great. Under what you like to see, which is pretty good, especially because it was going up against what could have been a massive movie, but wasn't.
And also, these comic book films, superhero films, are so front loaded with their box office.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, of course. Everyone goes to see it first weekend.
Very, very.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
True, and people had already seen it not only that first weekend, but that pre-weekend thing that Fandango did,
which we decided counted toward like the Friday, I think. But in terms of box office, they were kind of counting that preview.
I just mean you had opportunity to see it two different times,
absolutely.
Well. So the second weekend was 25.14 million.
Solid.
I could use a little bit of that. I'd take a little bit of that.
Yeah, you would take a little bit of that.
I'd take a little bit of that.
Well, I mean, look, it performed real well, and then it really gave Hellboy hell.
Have you guys seen it yet?
I have not. I mean, the thing is, I wanted to see it, but when I keep hearing this negativity, I'm like, I was a guy who would have been there if the buzz was positive. I'm there opening night, and then as I've heard less and less, I'm like, I'm a guy who's going to see it when it comes on streaming somewhere. I don't care anymore. I'm sorry.
Woof.
I wish I did. But, you know, that's the thing is, it's a great property. I don't know why they made that movie. Nobody does.
I guess I have loyalty because Guillermo del Toro, what they did with those first two was so good. He wanted to do a third, and they were just like, nah, too much, too expensive. But we're going to go make this one. And, you know, no one ever sets out to make a bad movie.
But this movie was ridiculously expensive.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's insane.
So I'm like, okay, so maybe it was it.
He just won an Academy Award a couple years ago.
We don't know the behind the scenes of what. I think it sounds like more of like a pissing contest.
Well,
like,
also, per some of the things we know about the DC universe now, sometimes when you have producers that are attached, they don't want to make a film with that person guaranteed a certain percentage. So they'll take their property somewhere else. Even if the budget of the film, they stand to recoup a lot more on the back end.
Because it looked expensive as hell.
Yeah. I don't think it was cheap. I don't know if it was the $200 million Guillermo was looking for. I'm a fan of Ron Perlman.
I think it was $250 in the end or something.
No.
I really think I heard that.
$250 million to make?
Can you check that out? Can you try
massive.
To look that up?
I'll look.
Oh. I was just going to say, I loved Ron Perlman in that role.
He was born for that role.
Beauty and the Beast on CBS with Linda Hamilton back in the
80s.
He's played so many great roles. And I love the guy in it. What do you got, Rox?
It's way smaller budget than I thought.
Okay. I had to call you out on that.
I don't know with marketing, though.
That's the Ron Perlman one. That's the original. Okay. That's the original.
As the person in the room that... I heard way bigger things than this.
Okay, well, we'll track it. We'll
even
track
still,
it.
Even
it's
still
a $50 million
that,
budget. Million, I heard
it didn't
it
make
like,
its money back. It's not going to make its money back.
I heard it was massively more expensive than that. But
it doesn't matter.
I saw it. David Harbour is totally great. I love Ron Perlman.
He's good
I love
at everything.
David Harbour. The movie is so woof.
Terrible.
And you like a lot of things that people don't like.
Well,
so.
We're not here to talk about Hellboy. We're here to talk about Shazam. And another little fun little tidbit was that Zachary Levi wants you to know, or somebody wants you to know, that his muscles are real, okay?
Zach Levi is part of
He's
wanting
huge.
You to
Look
know.
At him.
He was confused by why the world thought that they weren't real. So there's a bunch of pictures of him getting ripped. And this is a quote of his that went to Men's Health because the pictures are for the magazine. He said, I'm so grateful I got paid to get into the best shape of my life.
Yeah.
I'm stronger now than I've ever been. And I'm so invested in my own health and wellness. So he, you know, just did some muscle shots, wanting you to know.
There's some padding in that costume,
right? Yeah, there is. But it also makes all the family look the same. They all look
as we've
talked
mentioned before.
So it's like, yes, there's cosmetic. Just like, look how big Cavill is. There's padding in that suit. They've showed the muscles in that suit.
Less padding.
But there's still padding.
Let me ask you this, Mike.
Yes, buddy.
He obviously loves being in this new condition. He's probably going right into a Shazam sequel. Do you see them adjusting the way they do the suit? If he does indeed continue to get like bigger? Because there's a thing, too, where if you get too big, and then you put the muscle suit on it, you start to look bulky. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Look cartoonish.
But also, if he looks that fantastic, wouldn't you kind of want to bring out a little bit more of the reality of it? I don't like, look at Momoa. He goes, you know,
such an interesting thing because for them, the family, they were by themselves. So it was okay. But if you put him next to other heroes and they're not padded up, he's going to look puffy and weird.
This is true.
They're going to have to adjust that. I'm sure there will be minor adjustments to the suit.
Yeah, did you have anything else you wanted to say on that, Roxy?
Nah.
Well, as long as we're talking about big physiques, it is definitely something when you are gifted to look superhuman. There is now a role for you, whether it's on TV or film, and a lot of the biggest names in wrestling have made quite a name for themselves. We already have maybe the biggest name of all time. We're ready to play Black Adam, and right now I'd say the number two, or at least of the modern generation that I'm aware of, and I'm not Johnny LaCroix, so I'm sorry, a better man than me sat in this chair before, but a man named John Cena looks to be joining the DC Universe in a Suicide Squad capacity directed by James Gunn, of course, who made Dave Bautista, another former wrestler, a very well-known name for a small film called Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, and I think that people are
what
really
is this?
Torn
What's the
on
hand
this?
Thing he does?
He's going to smack you on your booty.
Is he part of the Five Horsemen?
I wish I knew the answer to that.
Where's Johnny? See,
chat roll. What is he?
He's gone for one show, and we're going off the rails. We don't know anything.
He's not part of anything right now. He comes back all the time, but maybe that was his original. You guys will let us know in the chat right now.
Because he's not saying that I'm going to smack you down. That's not the thing, right?
Okay, so what is he?
Hold on, let me give the plug.
Okay, plug.
I'm trying to tell them where they could tell us. I'm trying to promote the show.
Please, tell us.
With my good transitions. You know how smooth I am.
Let us know.
In case you guys want to be part of the live conversation, so you can correct us on things like, was John Cena part of something that has to do with smacking people with five fingers? We don't know. Popcorn Talks YouTube channel, every single Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that is a loose 1 p.m.
I have it right here. John Cena.
I was saying there was a loose 1 p.m., but you can talk.
Oh, no, I was saying it. I see. I have here confirmed John Cena used to host a show called John Cena's Five Finger Family Smackdown on ABC Family for 5 years. So
that's what that's from?
Yep.
All right.
So he's like, come on, our family. It's a Five Finger Smackdown.
Oh, is it the You Can't See Me? Is that what he's doing?
He's going like this. You can't see me.
Oh, so you think that. So, okay, no, but seriously, though, what does this imply about his Suicide Squad character, his potential character?
I originally thought Rick Flag, and then everyone's like, no, Kinnaman said he's back.
Yes.
And now people are saying that it's Peacemaker instead of Batista, because Batista is probably out now.
And keep in mind, they're not actually recasting any roles now.
Right.
They're casting roles.
Yeah, they're not recasting any
roles. They're casting.
I say King Shark. He's got the physique for King Shark. But then again, people threw sideballs at me, which I love talking about. They said Polka Dot Man. Like, they're going to go ridiculous with him. And I'm like, hey.
They could go anywhere, that's for sure. I don't know these characters as well, so I'm a little out of my depth. But what I heard Jay Washington talking about Peacemaster or Peacemaker.
Peacemaker.
Right, and he's sort of like a neo-Nazi character, or is he come? His father was a Nazi or something like that. There's a Nazi connection there, which would be really interesting if they tread those waters with one of the Suicide Squad having any sort of Third Reich representation. It would be very out there. I'd be interested in how you would incorporate that into a, you know, DC action film.
Regardless of who you guys think he's playing, I'm curious if this news got you excited, because I've heard both sides of this. There's the one side that says, I love John Cena. Yes, what they've done with other wrestlers, The Rock, but Batista, him in Trainwreck, him in Blockers, him in Bumblebee. Wait, hold on. Let me finish.
Okay.
I love John Cena. But you two, I'm going to cut off your sleeves today. I don't know what that insult is. But with the other side is, I didn't like him in Bumblebee. I think he's a little forced. He's kind of goofy, and I don't know if that fits in the Suicide Squad. Which camp are you guys in?
Now do I talk?
Well, yes, usually when somebody finishes talking, that's when you pick up the talking.
I'm with you what you just said there, Roxy. I think he's hysterical, but then I saw Bumblebee, and I didn't know what movie he was in. He was like the girl, Haley Stanfield, right?
Haley Steinfeld.
Stanfield and Bumblebee were in a cute little 80s great movie, Amblin, and he was like in a zany comedy. I didn't know what he was doing in that movie. So,
do you think that was direction, or do you
I don't know? I don't know, because I like Travis Knight, the director of that, and everything else in Bumblebee worked for me except his character and the whole the military aspect of it. So I don't know. But I loved him
Adam,
in like Blockers and stuff.
I think I'm really happy to see him in this role. I'm excited to see what James Gunn does with
in
him.
In a role?
In a role, in a smaller role, just like Batista. Like, he's slowly doing more and more, but he started a thing where James Gunn knew what he can do. So I trust that James Gunn knows what he can get out of this guy and use it really effectively. I'm so on board, and I'm sure some people think maybe too much so, for what the director does with this piece. I'm so excited about the director's vision of this film. So if it was like a major role like Shazam with Cena, I was never on board for that.
Never. I was never on board for that.
You needed an actor in that role, you know? And I think that this is much better. Like, yes, he looks the type... I love this. I love this because there's no pressure attached to it. There's no, it's not precious to anyone, the character. So I can't wait to see what happens.
Let's go to the chat for a second because we've got a lot of action going on. And here again, Popcorn Talks, YouTube, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Fridays. Josh Herrera says, Cena was written to be ridiculous in Bumblebee, but I'm sure Gunn will give him better character direction in Suicide Squad 2. So that would make it think that some people think it's more about... the direction. Garth McMurray says in Bumblebee, Cena thought he was in a Michael Bay version. So again,
could be about which
version you think you're in. Ivan Soto says John Cena isn't an actor. He's a personality. Dwayne Johnson is a personality as well, not an actor. I think those lines are so blurred at this point. How are you going to not call The Rock an actor?
I'm kind of with Ivan, and it's not a derogatory statement. It's not, you're not an actor.
You don't think The Rock's an
actor? It's kind of like when Stephen Amell showed up on those couple wrestling stints playing whatever. He's like, he's an actor going into wrestling. He's not a wrestler. You know, it's like they're like watching The Rock, watching that Fast and the Furious, whatever that trailer was. It looks hysterical.
You didn't like Hobbs and Shaw?
It looks funny as hell, but I'm like, it's The Rock doing it's The Rock doing his Instagram account. It's doing his haka with his family. He's doing Instagram.
Adam,
it's like,
if I ask you, is The Rock an actor? Is the answer yes or no? If you can only say one word.
Yes.
Yes. And if I ask you, is The Rock an actor?
Well, he is technically because he does what an actor does. So I can't say
How
that.
How many words was that?
He gets paid to act in movies.
He gets paid to act in movies, so he's an actor.
Johnny's obviously, Mike is bringing up, is he an actor's actor? Did he come from acting like a Vincent D'Onofrio? Or is he someone who has gotten into acting and has gotten better at it and has a niche? He's not Gary Oldman or someone
like that.
He shows
up every time I know what I'm going to get
with him. But he's like Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger was an actor. He was a bodybuilder. And he's like one of my favorite of all time because he was a character that could fill the celluloid. He's a character that can fill the size of the screen. We have to move through a lot of these stories quickly, guys, because I got to get to TV time. So let's just kind of try to move quickly. Zack Snyder confirmed. I did want to bring up the fact that Jai Courtney had some more to say about the fact that he wasn't told that he wasn't allowed to say that he was in Suicide Squad, so he said it, he let the cat out of the bag. And I want to, because Roxy, you actually met the guy.
I just want to tell you guys that on Collider Live, Jai Courtney came in, and I don't think I've been back on this show since, because I was traveling for the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
I am obsessed with him. He could not have been a cooler, nicer, stayed to take a picture with every single person, so down to earth, on time, professional guy. He was really, really impressive. So just so you guys know behind. And so afterwards, he was like, so you're a big DC fan? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, I could really use some help. I need to know more about this world. You want to help me? And I was like, I think I have a show that you can listen to. So maybe we can get him in over here.
Let's get him on.
I bet if we got Jai on, it would be our highest rated episode ever. Or most viewed.
He's just the freaking best.
I wonder if he would have a beer chugging contest with me.
Maybe. Who would win?
I think he'll put you under the table, man.
You think so?
He's an Aussie, man.
I'd train for it.
Oi. Isn't that what you're supposed to say?
I can be pretty motivated.
I'm a toucan Sam when it comes to beers, but I'll do it too.
So here's what happened, though.
Roxy
He told us on that show, I asked him how he found out he was in the Suicide Squad, and he said, I was sent the script. That's how he said he found out he was in the movie. He didn't know. There was back, forth, and then all of a sudden the script shows up, so he's assuming he's in the movie. He hadn't announced it on Collider Live. He announced it previously when somebody asked, are you in the movie? He was like, yeah, because I got the script, you know? Yeah. Then today, I think it was, when he was speaking to Hollywood Reporter, They were surprised about his announcement, and he said, I said it the other day in an interview, and I felt like I let the cat out of the bag. I haven't been sworn to secrecy about it, so I guess it's okay to say that I will be. He seemed very torn on what he was or was not allowed to say, because I don't think it's being communicated to him.
Right.
It seems like things are very fluid with that movie right now. Yes. Like, things... characters are changing. They're not in it. They're in it. So now he's like, oh, I might be one of those people that dies early on. I got to shut my mouth. I got to make it to the last page.
I got to say, I know a lot of people, and I'm very curious what the chat role thinks about it. But it does seem like if you're rebooting the franchise, it seems like, but keeping it in continuity, the funniest, coolest, weirdest way to do it would be to bring as many of the original cast back and kill them.
Yeah.
And recast the Suicide Squad.
That's the great thing about the Suicide Squad.
It would be amazing. And it's not like a disrespect to the actor or the performance. And I want to see Captain Boomerang have a bigger role. He was one of the things I really liked in that movie.
See, but
it would be so ballsy.
I don't think they'll kill him just because he's such a big Flash villain.
Maybe not.
I don't see them killing him.
Well, I'm still excited about this project. I'm curious what you guys think is going to happen with that, with the new cast, with the old cast. How is it a reboot? Zack Snyder talked about who would be Darkseid. Do you know this actor?
I've never heard of him.
Okay.
No. At first I thought the actor, but then it's his voice they're using.
Right.
So I guess he was going to be CGI a la Thanos, perhaps, and Steppenwolf. Yes. So.
And ultimately, I still believe that a big part of why... They felt like they were heading for trouble, like heading right for Darkseid and Thanos surfacing around the same time. It was probably good to get out of that race.
His name is Ray Porter.
Ray Porter. Sorry, yes,
that's okay.
Actor Ray Porter.
He has to be secretive about it, but we don't have to be secretive about his name.
Yes.
Yeah, we could say
exactly.
He tweeted out a couple of things. He said, "I signed an agreement. I must honor it. This has been a day of days because of you. I'm very grateful and humbled by the things I have read. I am unable to confirm anything, but my immense gratitude." And then he tweeted again saying, just over here honoring the NDA.
So he's being a good guy. He was honoring the NDA. He was our dark
Snyder
side.
And then Snyder wrote, he's the man.
He was the dark side.
Yeah.
We're never going to see it.
And when he says honoring the NDA, he's not implying the NDA he signed. He's saying he honors the idea of the NDA, the non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah.
So that's not a denial or a confirmation. Real quick, Birds of Prey has finished filming.
Yeah, this is wild because...
Done.
Half the article's title was Birds of Prey has wrapped, and half of them have said Birds of Prey releases new tentative logo. And I don't know when they posted this, do you guys think that this picture was meant to release a new logo, or do you think this picture was intended just to say we've wrapped?
I think... Adam. No, I think they wrapped and they said, now we could show the logo that's on the back of the chair. I think the logo had been in place for a while, and this was a way of saying we wrapped and we're going to show you a little something. Mike?
I think that's probably what it's been the entire time. They were ready to show, but I don't think it's a big deal for them. I don't think it was like, this was the logo. The marketing for this movie has been so off the chains. Like, the first look was that costume test. So our first look at the real logo is the wrap with Harley Quinn sitting there. They're not doing the traditional, here's a logo with a, you know, up on a news site. They're doing the kind of fun way with it.
I think you're going to see a serious trailer footage presentation at Comic-Con for this film.
Absolutely.
Very excited about that.
Do you think about the logo?
I love the logo. I love the logo because where I'm looking at it right now, it's dark and I just see Birds of Prey in kind of a cool whatever. And I know what I don't see in that negative space as the fantabulous emancipation of one Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
And I think it's such a crazy title. I think no one knows what to expect. I love that she's not popping up in like a Suicide Squad 2 as her next film because nobody thought that Margot Robbie shouldn't be that character.
Right.
If anything, it was like a separate character I just wanted to see somewhere else.
To me, in my mind, what this logo is Harley Quinn saw it, said Birds of Prey. She took out her lipstick,
yes,
and she wrote, and the fabulous emancipation, yes, of one Harley Quinn.
Because she's then, not like, part of the birds in this week, as we know. So yeah.
In a way, what if she never joins the birds? What if they're always operating, she joins them, but they never accept her? She shows up and she's like in her own twisted mind, in her Harley way, she is part of the team, but she's never like at them. She just existing in, if her story exists in conjunction with their story, but not intertwined, I don't know.
So there's some questions from the chat. I know we don't have too much time, but this one from Pax who says, so is this a rebooted universe or what? If not, should it be? Just to answer that, no, this is not a rebooted universe.
They're not rebooting the DC universe.
The DC universe is fluid.
Yeah, it is. It's changing.
But it's a fair question to ask, so I just want to address it because
fair.
People are confused.
Very fair.
Like that was the whole reason. I mean, I know that they had issues with the timing of Cavill to be in Superman for Shazam, but hey, it's a Superman suit. It's established. If we get a new actor in the role, it's still Superman in the DCU.
I still think that cameo didn't work for me. I know a lot of people liked it. If I would have liked it to have been Cavill, and he gets a line. He gets one line. He gets a button on the film.
Yeah. I would have liked that as well.
Yeah.
I was okay with it.
I was okay with it, too. I think both things.
It was also rude because we heard about it beforehand.
Right. Yeah.
And then so when they mentioned it in the movie, it was broadcast from a mile away. Yeah. So it lost all the fun and the surprise. But for anyone who's not like a DC nerd like us, it probably was totally shocking and unexpected. Yep.
Casey says Harley gets recaptured by Waller, and that's why she's in the Suicide Squad.
There you go. Could be that.
We'll see.
We don't know. We would love it if that was that directly. We'll see. What else do we want to do? What do we want to talk about next before we move on? How about the fact that Justice League? Have you seen Justice League versus the Fatal Five?
I've not.
No.
Okay. Well, then we won't talk about it too much. I just wanted to say, though, I watched it yesterday,
yeah.
And I love it. If you love the old school Justice League Bruce Timm cartoon.
Yes.
This is not one of the new 52 stories.
Okay.
So for me, I'm more of a fan of that.
It's your wheelhouse.
It's my wheelhouse.
It's my jam. And I love it. And I love that Jessica Cruz is like, who is a different Green Lantern. And her story is a big part of this. The story deals a lot with depression, mental illness. And like, you know, you still get great Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman. But it's really about Miss Martian. It's about Jessica Cruz. And it's about Starboy from the Justice Society
Legion of Superheroes?
Legion. Sorry. Yeah, the Legion. And it's really cool. It's a really cool story. And it's on DC Streaming Universe. It's on DC Universe, yeah.
There's something we have to talk about.
Okay, what's that?
And the only reason we have to talk about this is because it has gone on every major news site, every TV channel I turn on.
Is this what we're going to talk about?
We just have to acknowledge it.
This is going to be the dark section of the show, guys. We're going from here to TV time.
No. That's not what I'm going at.
Okay.
What I'm going at is Momoa.
Okay.
Shaved his beard, and everyone is talking about it. I've never seen. I feel like this was bigger than Mustache Gate. Every person and their mother is talking about Momoa's clean-shaved face. I couldn't believe the amount of people on my timeline who have never talked about anything DC-related, have never ever mentioned Aquaman that were posting, Aquaman shaved his beard.
I know.
What's happening?
Can I point out one other thing, though?
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed.
You did as well. I did notice. It looks great, Adam.
I rarely take a razor to my face.
Looking good.
And I did not because of this, because it's the first night of Passover, and I want to go over looking, you know, my Passover best.
What are you doing for Seder?
Oh, I've been working on a brisket for the past couple of days. My mom makes the greatest matzo balls on the planet, and she made soup in a Ninja Foodie. I love you, Mom. And I made this brisket two ways, and I'm very excited about it. Check my Instagram if you want to see it. There will not be leftovers, and they'll keep the leftovers.
So no.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make you another one someday.
There's tons more news, obviously, but this one, I
can't with this.
We had to bring it up.
I know.
I was putting it on the
for
rundown.
For 7 years, come on. Were you secretly hoping that he'd shave it off and that he'd just be like a normal-looking guy underneath? And be like, oh, he's just like all of us. It was just his beard.
Looks the same without a beard. He's just Momoa without a beard. Like, we've seen him before without a beard.
And by the same, you mean ground-shakingly handsome.
Of course he's a handsome man. It's not going to change. There are certain people that they
have beards. Roxy, what do you think? He shaved? He looks like a dog?
I think he looks great both ways.
That's what I'm saying. There are certain people in this world where they shave a beard and you see them, you're like, holy Christ, you need to keep that beard on because they have a jawline with the beard and then they don't. He looks the exact same. He's a friggin' handsome-looking man. He's going to look the same regardless.
All right, we got to press on, guys. We have to move on. Do we want to talk about the fact that there's a Joker theory, Joaquin's Joker creates Batman?
No, people were talking about it during the trailer anyway. Yeah.
It's because they did that in Batman 89. Why is that new news?
Theories are theories.
It's not like canon. I'll just say this. I think it would be pretty stupid if it was that direct because they just did that in Tim Burton's 89 Batman. You made me, I made you.
What do you mean they just did that? That was
30 years ago.
But still, it does feel like...
It wouldn't be like a clever twist on the tale. It would be like, so...
But literally, you can't say, you cannot say just did that.
I was there.
In the span 30, of the universe, it just happened.
It to me, it just happened.
30 years ago.
But still, it's so fresh.
Oh, how childish can you get? I made you, you made me.
See? There you go. That movie is part of our history. It's like, it's part of this DC world. It's not like...
You wouldn't hate a man with glasses, would you?
Everyone knows that. You can't...
Not everyone
I'm with Adam.
That.
I'm with Adam.
I got news for you guys.
Do you think there's people that are...
Dating yourself.
You think right there's, you think there's you people that are going to see that, the Joker movie, and when the Joker creates Batman, like, oh my God, can you believe that? No, everyone's going to
no
be like,
way!
I'm not saying...
No.
I'm not disagreeing with you guys
for
that
a story we're not
going to
talk about, we've been talking about it a lot.
I know.
It is a hot button issue. What does the chat room think?
The chat room...
They must be on fire.
He
must be on fire like a...
This chat is on fire.
Okay. Eon says, I'll be disappointed if there's no Krypton talk, which means we should move forward, is what the chat
thinks. There you go. Oh. That's what they think. They're telling us to move forward.
Okay.
Moving on.
I think we should just, guys, can we just go to TV time? Do you not want to talk about...
I don't want to talk about it, but I'm going to very quickly...
Okay,
just,
very quickly.
I'm just going to inform you guys on some things. We're going to leave our opinion out of it, just information. There is a cool fan-made image of what Willem Dafoe would look like as the Joker, if you guys want to check that out. There's a lot of Black Adam stories this week talking about if he's actually going to be a hero or how that would work out, and if he could possibly take on the Justice League and be enough of a villain. And then, of course, the saga goes on with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Mm. Now, there's,
that's a saga.
Now there are things coming out about possibly Johnny Depp having talked to Kevin Tsujihara about Amber Heard not appearing in Aquaman after she had already appeared in Justice League. This is not fact.
That makes Tsujihara and Johnny Depp like a de facto Legion of Doom. It's a bad look for them to be associated with one another in either way.
In between Tsujihara getting phone calls from the blonde actress and stuff.
Oh my God. It's all a terrible look.
It's a terrible look.
Sometimes the show is called DC Movie News. Sometimes it's called DC Movie Theories. And sometimes it's DC Movie Rumors. This is right now not fact. This is just out there. We wanted to share because it's only relevant if Amber Heard ultimately does not end up being in an Aquaman sequel. That is DC Movie News.
It's a lot of...
So we have to talk about
there's
it.
There's a lot of back and forth on that where, like, she was the problem and...
He was the problem.
Yeah. I think we're just going to... I think, like we said, it's a good thing that the Aquaman film is way down the pipeline. And I think all of this Johnny Depp, Amber Heard drama will hopefully be wrapping up within the next 6 months. And, but it's very public and it's very ugly right now. And there's a lot of money. But it's gross. And, like, Johnny Depp's coming out with albums. I don't know who to believe or what, man. It's crazy.
You don't know what to believe.
We don't know what happened. We do not know what happened. We only know its relevance to this show is that she is a huge part of the DC universe right now. And
yes.
We will keep filling you guys in as information comes to light. Aquaman 2 is not for another 3.5 years, so we've got a little time to figure it out.
We got time. In fact, as long as we're talking about time, we have It's Time For...
It's time
for Rockstar Styles TV time.
Back out. Keep going. Johnny is fine.
We got to reach out to Matt. We need to update the song.
TV song. We have to update it.
Although, that picture of Amber, that's a great picture. It's just I'm sorry. I was looking at that. I was like, that's a great picture.
She is a beautiful woman.
She's really, really beautiful. Yeah. I was at the dentist yesterday, and they were playing Aquaman.
Really?
And I got to say, it was really great to just watch, like, in the dentist chair. Like.
I don't plug this right now, but it's selling for $15 right now at a certain store. I went in last night because I didn't pick it up already. I didn't own it.
So last night,
I was picking up a rug. I needed a rug for my house because my dog ripped up my rug.
Uh-huh.
And I saw $15 Aquaman,
a
Blu-ray. I'm like, sold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your dog is tiny.
He's been a pain in the
I think I'm going to get the 4K. I was thinking about it. I'm like, the movie's so gorgeous.
That
I'm going to get
4K.
Okay, guys.
Here we go.
This is what you've been waiting for. Thank you, everyone, for letting me know both things. This Jack Fern, a friend on Twitter, you reached out to me and let me know about the shutdown of the Swamp Thing. We all found out this week that the Swamp Thing series that was supposed to be the next thing to come on DC Universe, which is a service which I love, was set to have a 13 episode.
Yes.
Going to be produced by James Wan. Derek Mears is in the costume. Adrian Barbeau from the original film, like returning to it. Virginia Madsen playing
Ziering, Blue Devil.
Yes. Ian Ziering, yes. So, and Swamp Thing, one of my favorite characters, great green monster of the DC Universe. Has had so many great iterations. I've been super excited for it. So we found out that the production was shut down and that they were going to find a way to conclude the season, if not the series, at the 10-episode mark. And this, of course, led to rumors that the DC Universe was in trouble, which... Warner Brothers legal must have gone crazy because there was a lot of redacted statements about the fact that the streaming universe would be in trouble. So where we are now is, I guess, guys, the Swamp Thing show in trouble. But then also with that same day, a few hours after this report, we got this teaser of the Swamp Thing. And I don't know if we're able to pull up an image. I was been told we can't show the video. So I don't know if we can find... I think we do have like a freeze frame of the Swamp Thing at some
there
point.
It is.
So...
There he is.
There's a lot to talk about here, as we said before. I'll just say first, as a big Swamp Thing fan, I was heartbroken to hear this news. Still don't know what is going on.
Which part of the news were you
just to hear? I was heartbroken to hear that there was trouble on the set, that it was being truncated, the implications being something not good about the show. I'm just saying my first reaction. And then very quickly after that, I see this incredible teaser, which we just talked about on the show last week, that the show is coming on May 31st, and we haven't seen an image. And then they give us this image that looks like, I mean, everything you could ever want of anything that likes this character. And so you're hit with this... double effect, and then
you're hit with a 1-2 punch.
Yeah, and so I guess my feeling is I don't think DC streaming is in trouble or being truncated because of the Warner Brothers streaming service, as some people have said, but I'm wondering the what, the why, was it budget?
Well,
a couple more facts though I want
okay,
before
please,
opinion.
Please throw in some more facts.
Number one, Titans was also truncated.
Yes.
And their episodes were cut. Number two,
but to make room for season two. Like they knew they were taking it to season two at that point.
But people were concerned by that as well at the time. And number two, the other thing that happened in that time period is that Disney announced the cost of their streaming app, which was smaller than the cost of DC's streaming app. So it's $6.99. I think it's $64 a year
for a lot more material, or at least a lot more material relevant to a broader
for Star Wars and Marvel material, if not more. And I'm not giving my opinion right now. I'm just saying these are the things that are all coming into play with people's fears on what's happening with Warner Brothers having the app, the DC having their app that's at a higher price point, and the fact that Swamp Thing was cut shorter.
I think, looking at what they said, they came back, some pundits went and researched this and said there is the app is not in danger. They're very happy with the numbers that they're getting for the subscriptions. So that is not an issue. They just launched on Xbox One, which is huge. But you have to look at it this way. I think it's very fundamental that Disney release their numbers, what's included. And I'm very happy to say that people are not like, it's cheaper than Warner Brothers or DC. They're two different things. Mm-hmm. The Disney one, it is everything that is Disney related. They're talking that's Hulu included in that, everything, not just the Marvel film TV shows. DC is by itself for $6.99.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers has not even announced this yet.
DC is, I think, $7.99.
Okay, $7.99 for DC, which is
also like the price of less than two comic books.
Right, it's not expensive. It's great, but then you see what WB does or Disney did, and you're like, wow, that's phenomenal. Now again,
price doesn't stay there necessarily.
That's going to be that way for about 3 months, and that's it. So we know that's going to change.
Yeah, they're going to get everybody in there.
I think DC is realizing. Okay, I think there's separate issues. I think the Swamp Thing going down. I can't speak for that. I think the app itself is in transition, like, are they going to join Warner Brothers app? Because that's coming. And people have talked to us. If you look at what Warner Brothers has, the content and their history of movies, that's a phenomenal. And the TV shows under Warner Brothers, that is an
even
amazing.
Even Harry Potter just in the alone.
I mean, isn't Friends under a Warner Brothers banner?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, how many Netflix, what they did to keep Friends. So I think DC needs to fold in with the WB app. You know,
or at least maybe be a cheaper add-on or something like that. Like if you get the Warner Brothers, like $2.99 or something like that.
Right.
It seemed like a package would be a great thing.
Yeah, it's
it is kind of weird though how like once a specific studio like Disney made one, now it's just not like Netflix, which had their own material. But Netflix predicted this a long time ago. That's why they started investing in their own content, because that eventually these contracts are going to get up and everybody's going to take their content.
Can I tell you that as this relates to Swamp Thing?
Yes, please. I want to get more Swamp Thing.
I don't know if this helps you or hurts you or makes any difference. I am in no way, shape, or form worried about Swamp Thing.
Okay.
See, I'm not either.
I'm not either.
Okay.
All these headlines that are saying is Swamp Thing going down the swamp.
But we're hearing creative differences. Do you think it's a budget thing?
But could you have done, you always talk about, you're a proponent of the smaller seasons.
Yes.
You like less is more.
No. Honestly, if it was just like, if this just...
I look at Titans.
I guess it's the other stuff in the story that's concerning me. Like, yeah, if you told me it was 10-episode season, it's great. But then the part that really turns me is you have Virginia Madsen, who put out an Instagram post. I think I have the quote, like, written down there somewhere. She's like, such a shame. Like, she was very negative, and then she deleted an Instagram post. Okay, so I put that up there in that article. I don't know, Roxy, if you could find it.
I don't know where you're talking about.
It's the second post. I'll find it. I'll open it up here. So, and then she had to take that down. And then the idea that, like, also rumors that this is being, it's being retooled and rewritten, and they're going to do added shoot days to make it be a limited series, like a 10-episode, just doing it as one instead of 13, which would lead into. So that makes me think that Warner Brothers might not be happy with it. I'm hearing that there's a conflict from the suits to the creative. My best hope for it at this point is that it's so niche. And it's not that it's bad, but they're afraid that it might be too niche and too dark, okay, so they wanted to not. And the budget I've heard was over $80 million.
Let's look at it this way then. Titans, even though it was a bit, it took a little while to get going, Titans was the very broad. You had Robin in there, so you've got the Batman connection. That did incredibly well. Doom Patrol, as more people are critical of Doom Patrol, they like it better than they like Titans. The fans are saying it's better.
It's unreal.
But it's not getting the numbers that Titans got. Mm-hmm. And again, Doom Patrol...
How do you know that?
They've said it. Look it up.
That was out there,
It was out there that Doom Patrol... Titans, they're not doing the numbers
that... Who's DC said that?
They're numbers people. So, yeah. They're saying that Doom Patrol is not getting the numbers that Titans was getting. But... think about this. Doom Patrol is a niche show.
Yes.
It's a Vertigo type.
So that's, you think, what they're concerned on. That Swamp Thing is very niche as well.
I think Stargirl would do a heck of a lot more broad appeal.
Uh-huh.
I think a Titans, when you've got a Robin in there, you could throw Batman in there.
It's a shame, because Doom Patrol is one of the best shows on TV
right
now.
But that's what I'm saying. DC needs to embrace this and go, you know what? Our movies can tackle the big guns. This DC universe, let's do a Animal Man TV show. Let's do a Demon TV show.
Can I give you the Virginia Madsen quote?
Yeah. Please.
Now that I've found it. So Virginia Madsen posted this and then had to take it down. I'm beyond sad. What a terrible decision. We've been cut to the core by those who have never set foot into the swamp. That doesn't sound
that's not a good one.
And then
one.
She had to take that down. So that doesn't sound like, hey, we're still going to give it a go. Because plus, listen to this. If they do 10 episodes and it is gangbusters, of course they're going to want to do a second season. But, like, they're not afraid of money.
Do you hear bitterness at all in that? Like, do you feel like it's possible that she's getting her pay cut because it's that?
No.
If it's just that and it's an actress upset that her series order is going from 13 to 10,
that's an actress on a set busting their butt, having the time of their lives, and then realize that there's a conflict. That to me is written, like, how many times you write this? Because I know I'm guilty of this.
You're
going to write something, and my girlfriend goes, Mike, breathe, and write that, tweet that tomorrow if you want to tweet it. And I do, and I take the time, and I was like, oh, thank God I didn't tweet that. It happened.
But
she probably found that out and tweeted it right away.
That doesn't make me nervous about the show, though.
See, it does me.
Really?
Well,
I mean, and listen, Roxy, don't want to be, but I'm saying, like, if I have, like I said, the best case scenario is that it's this dark little thing that's niche, but if it's hugely popular, of course they'll do more. I just hate the idea that, like,
they're getting gun shy.
Deciding now when you're filming episode 10, oh no, that's going to be the last episode. Oh, now we have to rewrite to make it the end of the show. Like, that's never a good sign of, like, no, it's better than it would have been. Like, and also, I wanted to add this fact. You guys know, and do you think it's related? James Wan left Twitter a month ago. He's a producer on this show.
Yeah.
We've never heard a quote of James Wan really talking about Swamp Thing, or at least haven't for a long time, when he was like maybe the dark, hard R stuff. He was a proponent every day throughout the production of Aquaman.
Patrol before Doom Patrol came out?
Well, we did see a lot of set photos. It's different. This is in the swamp. We did hear about Doom Patrol because it was folded into Titans.
I just feel like the whole app, I think that they've had a marketing issue as an app. I don't think I've heard about a ton of these things. I'm trying to stay positive about Swamp Thing.
Why has DC Warner Brothers not made any statements? That was another thing I saw in the chat roll. People were like, it's weird that, you know, clearly they put out this teaser right away to squash it, and clearly they contacted websites to make sure they were redacting any facts that the app was in trouble, because a lot of people pulled it back. But they haven't made a statement about
the show. Katsuka 1992 says Juan just tweeted about Swamp Thing.
No way!
I don't know.
Wait, he just rejoined Twitter to tweet about Swamp Thing?
I don't know. I'm going to look.
Because Creepy Puppet was off Instagram, I believe.
Instagram or Instagram? Here we go. Creepy Puppet.
Or Twitter. I believe he was off. I don't know. So, Ivan Soto, you say you're with me. What does that mean? Are you... He's nervous?
I don't see him on Twitter.
Oh, he's worried as well. Thank you. Yes. Yeah, well.
Oh, he's still off Twitter.
I don't know.
He's still off. Oh, no, here. This is an Instagram thing. Here we go.
Okay. What do we got?
Here we go. Gosh, I got to log into my Instagram account. Why isn't it all connected?
The thing is, Swamp Thing has had a lot of iterations. It's not a character that has had, like, a consistent run throughout many, many years.
Here we go. James Wan. Okay. Could be Puppet.
What do you got?
Photo from The Conjuring. Nope, that's not it. Nope, La Llorona. No, he did not post anything.
So are you just lying?
Oh, here he goes. This is from 2 days ago. I walk this swamp alone, not a man, but a thing. Here's our exclusive first glimpse at Swampy. That's all he did.
That's all he did.
And that's the thing that's been up. Yep, that's the most recent that he did.
That's what he put out. Okay, so, yeah, I don't know. More
on
this.
Sorry for doubting you, Katsuka.
The show is getting here in like a month and a half. So I'm sure we'll hear some more news about this.
We have to talk about other TV time news because so much
stuff. Yeah, there's so much TV time news. So we still have time. So yeah, please, please, please.
Okay, so let's get into some other stuff. Something that I think that Adam also will be pretty excited about because they're pretty much mimicking his Lobo. We got Krypton Season 2 trailer. Again, we can't pull it up because YouTube's been really finicky about this stuff, but go check it out. What did you think of non-Hobo Lobo's look, but also still Hobo Lobo?
Okay, so I thought, because it's kind of like a smaller guy and not a huge Hulk of a man, it's almost like the New 52 body type with the aesthetic of the original.
Yeah.
So he's a little bit of an amalgamation, which makes sense. It looks like they're already doing a CG Doomsday character in the same trailer that is a comic book accurate looking Doomsday, and I do appreciate it. So it's no surprise, you know. I think it's fine. Who knows? It's an interesting character. I am happy that I still have a couple episodes of season one of Krypton to watch, so I got to catch up and, you know, watch them on my Xbox.
Okay, what do you think? Any good?
I think Adam looked better.
Oh, you think Hobo Lobo looked better?
I think he looked great, buddy.
No, it's not.
This Lobo or compliment Adam?
There's certain characters that I just don't think translate as well. Like, their Brainiac is amazing to me. Their Brainiac, I don't think we're going to see it better on the big screen, that Brainiac that they do on Krypton. This Lobo, to me, just doesn't. Like, and maybe because he's standing in a forest, so I'm kind of like, I'm used to seeing him on that big chopper out in outer space somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think, I don't know. Who knows? But then again, they translated Hellboy really well.
All right.
I think Hellboy, that's what Lobo needs to do it like Hellboy does with the fake prosthetic body. Where you're an actor, but you've got the prosthetic muscle.
Yes, the Hellboy look, but that collar is totally the way to go.
That's how Lobo should be done.
There we go. Let's talk some Titans. I don't actually know how to pronounce this person's name.
Let me see. I'm terrible at names, so I'll try.
Ian Glenn.
We talked about this. He's Batman.
How do you say it?
Ian Glenn.
No, we talked about it, but as of today, you can actually see some video of Bruce Wayne on set of Titans Season 2.
Wait, what?
It's just Ian?
Ian.
Wow. That's what we said. Yeah. Why is he spelled like
You know what? I have an Ian Smallwood. Last week, I compared it to...
I've been calling him Ian.
No, Ian.
Ian.
Ian Glenn.
Ian Glenn. All
right. Yes, it's Ian.
Is that says Bruce Wayne?
Yes, so he's on set as Bruce Wayne, so you can watch it. Again, video, weekend show.
Is it on our link? Because I'll check it out then.
We have a link.
I'll check it out.
There in the rundown, so definitely check it out.
Nice.
And
We can put that link in the description on YouTube if you guys are over
there. Oh, yeah.
So
let's
do
that.
Check
and now
that out.
There's a lot. There's a big show ending.
Oh, don't break my heart. This is like my Swamp Thing. I've been obsessed with Gotham for so freaking long. I watched last night's episode in tears. I don't know how we wrap this up in one more episode.
There's only one more episode left?
There's only one more episode, and I literally have no idea how they're going to take that and wrap it up.
Really?
Because
they're doing a time jump, right?
Yeah. They're doing a time jump, which means that in the preview for next week, we saw the back of Batman.
Right. I saw that.
Batman's butt.
We saw.
And I think there's a trailer that's out right now. He talks. He says, I'm not your enemy or something.
Yeah. He talks and he sounds a little Christian Bale. But I was thinking, like, honestly, if he's going to be 14 years old, that's a good reason to use that voice.
We don't have time for full coverage of Gotham. So if you guys want to check out our sister network, AfterBuzz TV, they do an after show for Gotham and all of the DC TV shows.
Yes.
They really kick butt on that. But
they're the best.
This episode, I will
say. They're like the ESPN of TV content, I would say.
Some might say they're the ESPN of TV talk. Yeah. It was really challenging watching this episode because they tried to fit so much in. I don't want to give spoilers because it was just last night, but things that we knew would eventually happen, like all of those things tried to happen last night, and it was just hard to breathe getting through that. You're just like, okay, it was the next one.
So I saw that there were images of like Riddler and Penguin. Has that happened yet? Like, have they taken their full form, or is that the finale?
Not fully, but partially.
And what about Jim Gordon getting his mustache? Is that...
Again, not fully, but partially.
Like, what do you mean? Like, he didn't shave for a day?
No, like what we're seeing that we're seeing in, like, previews for next... Like,
oh,
in
okay.
It's been seen, but
they're going to pull a Smallville, and he's going to be in that suit for the last 2 seconds. And I don't watch the show, but I'm still going to be pissed off. Because they've even said the show ends with him as Batman.
Yeah.
And if that's what they do...
So is he going to leave the country? Is he going to go get that bat training? Is this a Batman that's only trained by Alfred?
I know the answer to that, but I cannot tell you.
Okay, cool.
So we do know the answer to that. We also know what's going on with
the community.
They showed the Joker in that picture. They're all chemically deformed yet or no? Is that next episode?
He didn't look chemically deformed. He just looked fat and he had a monocle.
Mm-hmm.
What?
What?
No, the Joker.
Oh, Joker. Sorry.
The Joker's all like...
Imagine the Joker coming
out. I only have the Joker.
Is
that going to be next episode, too?
I cannot.
They already took his face off and put his face back on. They've done, like, every iteration of the Joker on this guy.
Oh, yeah. And then we've got the whole Barbara baby situation. I don't want to tell you guys where we're at with that. But
I know.
Is Leslie Tompkins still in it?
They did something very strange and funny with that.
Yes.
With the name.
Barbara Lee Gordon is the name of the baby.
You want to announce it?
I'm sorry.
Spoilers.
Why you're not allowed to announce.
Why is it Lee?
Because Lee Thompson.
I always thought it was Leslie Tompkins.
Yeah. It's sorry.
I don't know.
She has a Barbara has a baby.
I'm really excited for the finale. They got to wrap up a lot, though. I thought that they would be doing 2 hours, but I think it's only a 1 hour finale. Then we got some Lucifer news. So in case you guys have not been listening to how obsessed I am with Lucifer.
How did you feel about him coming out of the pool in that last promo? Did you see that promo?
I'm just about to tell them about it.
Mm-hmm. Was it about like Get Wet this season or something? Or
you talk about Lucifer.
No, your TV time is your baby.
No, what's happening with Lucifer?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
Is he coming out of the pool?
He's coming out of the pool and he takes a drink and it's a quote from the Bible as the tagline. Like, what is it? What's the tagline? You're leaving me hanging here, Roxy.
Oh,
you're leaving me hanging, Roxy.
Yeah, I think that's intentional.
Oh,
she did 100%. Not want to throw you a rope on that one.
I can imitate the scene if you'd like
the
that.
The point is, though, Lucifer is coming to Netflix and it's supposed to be there later this month, which means that they've dropped I know.
There it is.
I've seen it, trust me. It means that they dropped a recap where...
Just to clear up, it is Leslie Tompkins, as the chat roll is pointing out.
Right, but
she
Lee.
Goes by
she
Lee.
She goes by Lee.
Yeah. Yeah, short for...
Well, he said I thought it was Leslie Thomas.
Tompkins.
Leslie Tompkins.
You didn't say that.
Again, Lucifer.
I know Batman. It's Leslie Tompkins.
Lucifer, not that hot. If he had Momoa's beard, maybe hot.
Maybe.
Not that much.
Well, anybody who doesn't know what's happened for the other seasons, they basically did a little recap for you. So go check that out on Netflix so that when it drops, you guys are able to watch it. Also, we had new episodes of some of the best shows going on TV, including Doom Patrol. If you didn't watch it this morning, I won't give any spoilers, but it was really good. I thought the Jane Patrol episode last week was slightly better.
I love how they name the episodes.
Yes. And what was her name again? Diana Guerrero. So I was also saying she plays Jessica Cruz in Justice League versus the Fatal Five.
Yeah.
So she's already getting that
Crazy Jane and Jessica Cruz.
But last week's episode with her that really sat
that
on
was
there was
such
unreal.
A good episode.
And this week was really good.
Full Brandon Fraser, by the way.
What did you say?
Brandon Fraser.
Yeah. And then this week I won't spoil what, but we did get a ton of Timothy Dalton, which I always love in those episodes. He did a really great job. Ivan Soto is reminding me that we got an iZombie promo finally. I have not seen that yet, so I need to check that out. I'm hoping that's good because
still in the air.
Gosh.
Hey, you know, one thing we didn't mention, did we talk about Why the Last Man?
No.
So Why the Last Man apparently had a pilot and then went to full series order. You know that this is a Vertigo title that had been really dramatic. And I think it didn't even start at Vertigo, right? Well, didn't it get picked up and absorbed or whatever? It's the Brian K. Vaughan classic title. And now we're hearing that the series...
exits with disagreement with the network.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's going to go forward.
No, I heard it's done.
Like, yeah, it's got scrapped.
It's scrapped. It's pulled. It's not... I didn't even know. I did not know they got the full series order, but I heard it got.
This is what Newsarama said.
Okay.
The showrunners of FX's Why the Last Man, which has been shortened to just Why, have announced their exit from the series over disagreement with the network. Ada Mashaka Kroll broke this news on her Twitter in a letter co-signed with the co-showrunner Michael Green. Quote, sad news for the fans of Why the Last Man today. FX has decided not to move forward with our series in its current form.
Oh, boy.
We are grateful for everyone who came together to make our pilot and build the world of Why, our writing staff, blah, 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 blah.
So
this is getting to be like the Mad Hill Mantra.
The way that they worded that, it's... They still have it.
In this current form.
This sounds... You know what this sounds like? Game of Thrones. Where they shot that pilot, they screened it, and were like, we're scrapping all of this except 10%, and we're going to redo it.
Did they do that with Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones. I didn't watch that show. They 90% of that pilot they got rid of, and they said it was terrible. The cast even said it's awful. But someone at HBO saw promise in it, reshot 90% of it.
Saw promise in
people
the world.
Are saying blame Disney Fox merger. So,
because FX.
I actually work for FX and have for the past 5 years. I tried to find out on set the other day. I asked one of the FX producers. I'm like, they stonewalled me.
They're like,
what did you hear? I didn't hear anything, which I doubt.
You don't have
like,
to.
Come on, I got some brisket in it for you if you help me out,
Adam. You don't have to answer this, but did after the merger, did anybody say anything to you guys? Like, was there any kind of?
I just assumed that we would be out of a job immediately. You know what? John Landgraf, who's in charge of FX, they're keeping pretty much in charge because FX is very, it gets a lot of awards. It does very well.
Prestigious.
It's a very prestigious network. However, I don't know that it's the most profitable. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think they
that
don't
word was
make
profitable yes. for anybody who couldn't understand.
Profitable. So, you know, this has probably sounded like a really expensive show. So the budget could definitely be a thing there. But I love the shows on FX. I love the original programming, not just FX Movie Download, which I did just shoot an episode for yesterday.
Well, can you tell us what it is?
Upcoming episode. No, I can't. Passengers. Perfect movie for FX Movie Download because you want to throw it on. I also did want to give a shout out to a comic book series coming to television that is not DC, but it's one of my favorite all-time comics I've ever read, and that is being brought to us by the same people that brought us Preacher, Seth Rogen and his partner, Evan Goldberg, and that is The Boys. And so if you haven't seen the Red Band, what are you going to say?
No, I thought it was a DC imprint, but it's not.
You'll
know better than I do because I don't
know. Yeah, it's not. What is it? Faucet? No, Kitchen Sink? What the
or is it Top Cow?
What is it, guys? What is The Boys on? I know.
They'll tell us.
Oh, boy. I can't believe there's things on that set.
Top Cow?
What is The Boys? No, it's not Top Cow.
It's not Boom. It's not Image.
Anyway, there's a Red
Dark
Band
Horse?
Trailer.
Yeah, it was pretty
and
good.
And if you've seen this, it's
pretty good.
Really good. And also, this is the same network that has The Tick, which is super fun,
Urban.
Too.
I love Carl Urban.
Yeah, Carl Urban. This is great as Butcher. I can't wait for The Boys. Ivan Soto says, The Boys looks disgusting. Do you mean that in a good way or a bad way, Ivan? I'm curious because I think
some of you need the bad guys to slap the good guys around. I love that whole thing. With like kind of like superheroes are good guys, but they, you know, take advantage of it.
The good guys are The Boys.
Yeah, I love it.
The superheroes are kind of pricks in this world.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, what are you finding?
Just listen, the chat is just saying Showtime, Amazon, but
it's Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Doom Tribe said Image. I can try to look.
No. Dynamite Entertainment. Thank you. Dynamite Entertainment. Dynamite. Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
We got there, guys.
Yeah, it was published by Wildstorm before moving to Dynamite Illustrated.
Wildstorm. See, Wildstorm was an imprint of DC.
Dynamite Entertainment.
Is it?
Wildstorm used to be an imprint of DC, I thought. I could be wrong. Usually,
anyway, guys, we got through so much.
Oh my God, so much to talk about.
Let's keep this conversation going throughout the week. Feel free to tweet at any of all of us and put your comments and all the videos and all that because so much to discuss. So much TV coming. Anything else we want need to talk about?
No, just for more of that coverage, go to AfterBuzz TV because they're covering all those shows.
They sure are.
And
they sure
God,
are.
Our shows are so good right now.
They're great.
Never been a better time to be a TV fan.
I've never thought there'd be a time where I there's so many comic book shows that
you
I don't even watch because I don't even watch. Like, I haven't even finished Runaways or Cloak and
Dagger.
Do you
remember the early 90s, man? Do you remember what the early 90s was like for TV and comic book movies, man?
We couldn't get a freaking second season of The Flash. Are you kidding me?
I had a friend who was interning at CBS in New York Studios, and he sent me a package by FedEx at the time. He's like, Mike, look at what I just found. He handed me, I had the script from CBS's Justice League pilot. That terrible.
Oh, God.
He sent me the script for it, and I thought it was like the Holy Grail at the time.
Oh, my God.
I think they're playing us off.
They're playing
us off. Mike Kalinowski, tell people where they can find you.
Twitter. at Mike Kalinowski. Simple as that. I'm there. Join me.
Roxy Stryer.
You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. You can also find me every Friday at Screen Junkies and every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday on Collider Live, Wednesday nights over at the Tomorrow Show, Thursday on Only Stupid Answers, and always talking DC things on my Twitters.
Hey everyone, I'm Adam Gertler. I want to wish everyone celebrating Passover a very happy Passover, and everyone celebrating Easter the best Easter with your families, and I hope it's full of love. And if you're just having a normal weekend, I hope it's a great one. Find me at Adam Gertler, Twitter, Instagram. Check out my brisket later tonight.
Mazel tov. I wanted to, and you said
and
no.
And I'll see you next time on DC Movie News!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.